My husband tried to put me in jail for hugging him, claiming that I assaulted him, but his world turned upside down. Plus all updates. My husband, married for 2 years and together for 5 altogether, used to be very affectionate with each other in a way that was playful, flirty, and warm. A couple of months ago, he decided I was too clingy and that he wanted to be the one to initiate all physical contact from then on. I know he has also been coming to terms with some issues from a difficult childhood at that time, not physical abuse, more emotional abandonment, alienation issues with his parents, so I wanted to give him space and not make this about me, especially as he promised to continue being regularly affectionate. And he has done so, maybe a bit less than before, but we still have some affectionate touches, initiated by him, every day, and more intimate activities a couple times a week, used to be more like 3 to 4 times a week, but again, I know he is going through some stuff. A few days ago, I found out at work I had gotten a big promotion and bonus. When I got home, I was so excited that I threw my arms around him, thereby violating his rule that he needed to be the one to initiate contact. He immediately pushed me away and got extremely angry. It was not a sexual hug at all, more like the kind you see sports team members giving each other when they win a big game. I tried to apologize, but he started yelling about how I am an abuser and traumatized him. He asked me to leave. I understand from his brother that after I left, he tried to go to the police to press charges, but they said that a quick hug from one's wife, even if not really wanted/expected, was not the kind of thing they are going to prosecute. He is now threatening to call my employer to tell them I am an abuser who engages in sexual misconduct in my personal life. I am not asking for legal advice about that here. What I am asking is, honestly, would he be justified in telling my employer about what happened? I did make a terrible mistake, even if it wasn't malicious. I believe people are allowed to determine that they don't want others to initiate touch and should have bodily autonomy. Just because I wouldn't be traumatized over a hug doesn't mean he shouldn't be. I am willing to accept that he may very well divorce me over this and that I may lose other important friendships and family relationships. But should I also lose my job? Update: so, things came to a head, but not in the way I was expecting. My husband's brother, BIL, continued to stay with him while I stayed at a hotel. After a couple of days, I got a call from BIL, asking me to come home so that we could all talk. He assured me I would be safe. Turns out, my husband has been having an affair with an internet his company, 21, and is deeply in love and wants to be with her. He told Bill this shortly after I left. He wanted to make me the bad guy, so first started with the no-touching rule, figuring I would get fed up with it, or that eventually I would make a mistake and he could use that to claim I was an abuser. That is what happened, so that I would be the bad guy. It was also a way to reduce intimacy of all types with me while he was falling out of love with me and in love with his affair partner. So, he made up the stuff about trauma flaring up, and isn't actually having a psychotic break, although obviously has some level of mental problems to do something so cruel. For what it's worth, he did apologize, sort of. Said he was just so in love with the other woman and couldn't deal with hurting me directly by leaving me right away, so he came up with this plan. And just got a little too caught up in character when I gave him the mistaken hug with calling me an abuser, making a police report, and threatening my job. We sat down and talked about everything and agreed to a cordial and quick divorce, dividing assets 50-50. Thankfully, no pets or kids. I know I could probably make things harder for him under the circumstances, but I really just want to move on as soon as possible and put this all behind me. I have a good job/income and don't need anything from him other than my freedom, ASAP. Update 2. My ex-husband thought he was running off into the sunset with his 21-year-old intern. Turns out, reality hit him hard. First, his company found out about the affair. She was an intern under his supervision, which is a massive HR violation. He wasn't fired outright, but he was encouraged to resign before they made things official. So, the great love story he threw away our marriage for? It cost him his job. Second, the intern didn't exactly sign up to play house with a 35-year-old unemployed man going through a divorce. From what Bill told me, she dumped him within weeks, saying she didn't realize how messy his life really was. Now, he's unemployed, living back with his mom because he has nowhere else to go, and drowning in self-pity.